American poet Langston Hughes also wrote humorous newspaper sketches, a novel, and a short story collection. He is most widely known for his poems, which use the rhythms of the blues and the ballad, are often documentary, and deal with the trials and joys of the African American. This brief poem, written in a quick, witty style by the man I consider to be the forefather to the American civil rights movement, is a tribute to the healing effect of forgiveness, as well as a parody on the absurdity of labeling people on the basis of physical appearances, particularly the color of one's skin. It's entitled Cross. My old man's a white old man, and my old mother's black. If ever I cursed my white old man, I take my curses back. If ever I cursed my black old mother and wish she were in hell, I'm sorry for that evil wish, and now I wish her well. My old man died in a fine big house, my ma died in a shack. I wonder where I'm gonna die, being neither white or black. The final line in each of the first two stanzas sends a powerful message to all of us. They sum up what true spirituality as well as socio-mental health truly is. I take my curses back, and now I wish her well. What is Langston Hughes saying to us through these lines? I believe he is expressing that he is spiritually mature enough to say to his parents, I forgive you, and I'm sorry for any evil thoughts I've ever directed your way. The freedom in a simple act of forgiveness saves the expense of anger and the high cost of hatred. Forgiveness can buy peace of mind. Think of everything that has ever been directed at you for which you bear grudges or hostility. Every hurt or sting is like being bit by a snake. You rarely die from the injury, but once bitten, it is impossible to be unbitten, and the damage is done by the venom that continues to flow through your system. The venom is your bitterness and hatred that you hang on to long after you've been hurt. It is this venom that will ultimately destroy your peace of mind. The antidote is forgiveness, which is not as difficult as you may want to believe. If you believe that forgiveness is a challenging and conflict-ridden act that you have to struggle with for a lifetime, I suggest quite the opposite is true. Forgiveness is joyful, easy, and most of all, exceedingly freeing. It relieves us of the burdens of resentment and past grievances, and is just another word for simply letting go. I speak here from my own personal experience, and it is perhaps why I am so attracted to this poem. My old man was a white old man who walked out of my life when I was an infant and never even bothered to make a phone call. Not once in his lifetime did he ever call to see how his three boys were faring. He spent some time in prison, drank excessively, was abusive to my mother and many other women, and died of cirrhosis of the liver at the age of 49 and was buried in a pauper's grave in Biloxi, Mississippi. I carried the burden of resentment and hatred until I was in my early 30s, when I went to his grave and said essentially the same thing that Langston Hughes said, I take my curses back. And in doing so, I literally transformed my own life. My writing began to click, my approach to my health improved significantly, my relationship shifted away from hostility and toward spiritual partnership, and most of all, I felt free from the burden of having that venom pumping through my veins. When we learn to pardon, we rise above those who have insulted or aggrieved us, and this act of forgiveness puts an end to the quarrel. The last stanza of Langston Hughes' poem speaks to the labeling process of identifying ourselves by our outward appearances. Soren Kierkegaard, the famed Danish theologian, remarked, "Once you label me, you negate me." The process of putting ourselves and others into neat little compartments on the basis of any label, and then making judgments about everyone on the basis of those labels, is as non-spiritual and dehumanizing an experience as I can imagine. Yet it is done all the time. Our governments ask us to fill out census reports and to neatly compartmentalize ourselves racially. Funding is allotted on the basis of these distinctions, and prejudices are rampant because we tend to identify each other on the basis of what we can see with our eyes rather than feel with our hearts. We know that we can exchange our inner organs and borrow each other's blood, and we know that our thoughts and our souls are colorless, yet we still need to put labels on ourselves on the basis of what is outside. We have a close friend who lives on Maui. His father is black and has long been separated from the family, and his mother is white. Like Langston Hughes, he has been raised by his mother and his grandmother. He once casually remarked to me that, being neither white or black, I really have no one to hate. There is much to learn from this observation. I love Langston Hughes' final two lines. They sum up the absurdity of ever putting any label of any kind on any person. I wonder where I'm going to die, being neither white or black. Such a dilemma. We know what to do with his old man and his old mother, but how do we deal with this? This man, Langston Hughes, wrote his poetry in the 1920s and 30s when racial hatreds and tensions were at an all-time high in America. And he spoke from his heart with great courage. Perhaps his most famous poem is I Too Sing America. I reproduce it here for you to listen to as you consider these twin themes of forgiveness and labeling. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll sit at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen, then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I, too, am America. He reminds us from a generation or two back that we act shamefully when we apply labels to anyone. And he was correct. Tomorrow, nobody will dare say, eat in the kitchen. And it is so because a man like Langston Hughes was able to laugh and grow strong and feel beautiful, despite what anyone might say to the contrary. And yes, to be able to forgive. He reminds us that everyone is of equal value, as did William Blake, who also wrote of his disdain for prejudice and left his poetic reminder. In heaven, the only art of living is forgetting and forgiving. To put these ideas of Langston Hughes to work now in your own life, begin first to take stock of everyone who has ever wronged you in any way, regardless of how severe or recent it may have been, and make the choice to let go. Forgiveness is an act of the heart. Do it for yourself, to provide the antidote for the poison that you have allowed to circulate inside of you. And second, be aware that your parents and everyone else in your past did what they knew how to do, given the conditions of their lives. You can't ask any more of anyone. Perhaps you would not have done it that way, so learn from it. Forgiving is recognizing that deep injuries will not recover until you forgive. So make that choice, and you will immediately feel freer than you've ever felt.